Good morning. God is good. Amen. All the time. I want to welcome you to our church, to our place, to KWCF. When I play sports, I say KWFC, Kitchener-Waterloo Football Club. Again, I'm so happy to be here, family. I'm so happy to be here in my church, in my place. And before we start, I want to show you a picture up here. I just want to let you know, well, you know my dad, he's over here. He's getting better. You know, last time I came, when I went back to Mexico, my dad had to go to the hospital again. Some infection came into his body. He was there like for 15 days, and 2 days before I came to Canada, he was out of the hospital, but I wanted you to meet my whole family. This is my dad, you know him, my mother, Marcela. That's my oldest sister, Elisa. Her husband, Paco, they're the lead pastors in our church in Mexico. My brother, Timothy, his wife, Paola. This is Jane, my daughter's sister. These two kids, Adam and Andrew, are my brother's children, and of course, my wife, myself, and my kids. I just want to let you know, family, keep praying for my father. He's going to recover. I believe it. I believe that in the name of Jesus Christ. I just wanted to introduce you to my family. And they're all from Mexico, so keep praying for my family in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to start. I want to pray first. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you because you're great. Thank you because you're in our hearts. Thank you for these people. Thank you because we are here waiting to what you have for us. And you have good plans for us today. So open our minds, open our hearts to understand and to receive what you have for us in this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so we're going to talk today, family, about fear and faith. So I'm going to read the first verse. Hebrews 11, 1 says, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, elders obtained a good testimony." Now, we're going to go to verse number 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." That's the first verse. And I think this verse talks a lot about faith. Now we're going to the second verse, and it says, it's Job 3:25. "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." So the first verse is about faith. The second verse, it's about fear. The Bible teaches us a lot about how to live with faith in God. The Bible mentions the word faith a lot. And you know what? Faith is the most important thing in a relationship with God. Amen to that? Yes. Now, our entire relationship with God is based on faith. Like, all our relationship with God, it has to be based on faith, because it's the most important thing for our relationship with God. We can't see God, but we can feel him in our spirit. Just as we don't see the wind, but we can feel it on our skin. When winter comes, there's a lot of wind and snow. And you feel it, right? And you have to put a sweater, a jacket to cover from that air from the wind. You don't see it. We're not able to see it, but we feel it. That's the same thing in our spirit with God. We feel God. That's why it's a step of faith in our relationship with God, because we believe in something that we don't see, but it's real. It's real. Unfortunately, we live more with the fear of the present and the future than with faith in God. Anxiety was very popular during pandemic. Anxiety took control of us, or took control of a lot of people. But we're very worried about the present or the future. And I'm going to give you an example. It was October the 28th, few hours before our plane from Mexico to Dallas and from Dallas to Toronto. I was talking to my wife. Everybody was asleep. And I started to doubt about coming up to Canada. Even though the tickets were there, I was saying to my wife, are we making the right decision? Should we go to Canada? We have everything we need here. I'm leading the worship team. I work with the youth. I have a good job. We have a house. We have a car. Our daughter goes to the best school in town. We should stay. Seriously. We went to sleep. Next morning, 3:30 in the morning, we went to the airport. My mom took us to the airport. And when we passed security, I felt anxiety. And I said, nope, let's go back. Seriously. And Jesse said, are you sure? If you want to go back, we're going to go back. But she said it in a way that she made me feel that I was making a wrong decision. You know, like, if you want to go back, let's go back. But you're going to see how bad it's going to be. We went to the first plane from Torreon to Dallas. I wanted to throw up. I didn't feel peace about coming at the moment, but I know it was God's will. But I didn't want to receive and accept his will and take a step forward to what he wanted me to do. Then we landed in Dallas. I called a friend and I said, I want to go back home. And it wasn't about my dad's health situation, about my family, missing my family. It was just that I wanted to be in my place. And I started to say to myself, Peter, why do you have to go to another place? You have a church where to go, and you're growing there. And I thought that even that doing that was good, it was the right decision. But God was saying, no, the right decision is to go to another place, start over, and you're going to learn how to grow by yourself. You need to believe in me. You need to have faith that I'm going to be surrounding you, and you're going to be struggling. I've been struggling a lot. But God told me, I will always be there for you. So we're worried about the present. We're worried about the future. Is that right? Is this the right decision that I have to take? Am I doing the right things? And we don't even ask the Lord if we're doing the right things or not. We just stop doing what he wants us to do. Fear is not sin either, but it is felt in our spirit just like faith. I'm going to show you up here the definition of faith and the definition of fear. Can you put it up here? Faith, believe that something which has not happened will become a reality in the immediate or distant future. That's the definition of faith. Let's go to the next one. Fear. Believe that something which has not happened will become a reality in the in the immediate or distant future. They both mean the same thing. I don't know if you were expecting about something about faith. Oh, God. And fear, oh, the devil. No, they both mean the same thing. The difference between the two is not the definition, but the root where it comes from. That's the difference between faith and fear. Fear is founded on the things of this world and in trusting more in the devil's evil than in the goodness of God. Okay? Fear concentrates on failure, destruction, shame, rejection, panic. Yes? Those concepts destroy our lives. Those concepts take away the peace of God in our souls, in our spirit. John 10:10 says, I read this the last time I was here. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. We know what's the mission of the enemy on earth. He came here to destroy, to kill, to steal, to take the peace of God away from us. He came to give us confusion. And you know what? Sometimes we believe the enemy and we say, I think this is better than the option that I'm receiving from God. It's like when you have the bad angel here and the good angel here, and you're looking and, oh, don't do it. And this one is telling you, yes, do it. It's like that. But faith is founded on knowing God and His Word. Amen. Faith is founded on knowing God and His Word. How do we get to know God? First of all, I just did the list this way, going to church. Every Sunday, we have two opportunities to go to church, 9:30 and 11:30. But sometimes we can say, oh, it's too cold. It's too cold outside. I'm going to stay home. Well, we can watch it online, but I think that online is for the people who are not close to the church. If we're close to the church, we must get up and go to church. Now, second concept, reading the Bible. If we want to know who God is, there are 66 books in the Bible that tells us who He is. It's very simple. It's just a book over there. And you can read it, and you can learn from that perfect book. And the last and most important for me is pray. Our connection with God is not through a song. A song is written by a guy who feels things about God, and we sing that song, but our connection and our communication to God, with God, is through prayer, because it's our heart. We open our heart to the Lord, and we say what we think, we say what we need. We are very thankful and grateful to Him for everything He has done in our lives. So prayer helps us to know God more and more. Faith concentrates on our relationship of love and trust in God and His promises to us. Faith focuses on knowing God. 2 Timothy 1:12. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause of shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him until that day. Let me tell you that He will keep me until He takes me home. The Lord will keep me until He takes me home. He will keep me here. in this planet until he calls me home. Listen to this. We are indestructible with God. Nothing can stand upon us when we are chasing the mission we have to do for God on earth. If you're chasing the mission that God has for your life, you will be indestructible until your last day on earth. Death is not going to defeat us. Death is just a step to the next eternal life. Okay? So, I have faith because I know God. We have faith because we know God. Faith is the main thing for a relationship with the Lord. I don't see you, but I feel you. I can hear you. And I heard from the Lord, you have to leave your land and go to your new land. And I said, yes. And I was so excited. But when the day came, I said, no, I don't want to go. I miss my family. Pastor David and Pastor Ken saw me struggling the first week, the first days. And Pastor David was telling me, Peter, a day at a time. You're going to suffer. You're going to struggle. You're going to feel alone. But you're also going to know your new family. You're going to find a new father up here. And I'm connecting with people. And I see the love of God from those people to me and my family. Now, I'm very thankful to the Lord for my wife because she's very strong. During my struggles, she was with peace all the time, taking care of the boys, or the kids, I'm sorry. And one day, Pastor David told me, Peter, be a man. Yes. And I was like, oh, he's right. And then his wife said, in Serbian, blah, 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 blah. And I thought she said, David, don't say that to Peter. And I said, Nela, I don't know what you said to David, but thank you for those words, David. Did it work? At the moment, it didn't work. But later on, it worked. Fear tells me why things can't be done. Faith tells me, wait, I'm going to show you a video before we go to that step. Before we play the video, Adam, I said here, I have faith because I know God. When we know God, we're expecting to go to church. We're expecting for the new blessings of the Lord. And we're very excited. And we say, oh, we need more from God. I believe that good things are going to happen in my life. Well, in 2018, it was Mexico against Germany World Cup in Russia. Mexico didn't have any opportunity to beat Germany. Of course not. I wish we could be the Brazilian team right now. Igor tells me that the Brazilian team is really bad. I wish we could have that national team for Mexico. You know what? My expectations were very high. I said, I believe that these 11 players are going to beat Germany. And when Mexico scored the only goal of the game, it was the Father's Day in Mexico, this happened. That's me. Can we play it again one more time, please? Okay. What I wanted you to see on this video is that when Mexico succeed, I felt joy. And after the game, I started to cry. And I was like, I can't believe I know Mexico is not going to be the world champion of 2018, but wow, against Germany, 2018, Germany was like top two or top three. And I felt joy. Well, when I come through that door or that, no, not that one. I only enter through those two doors. When I come to church, to this auditorium, to this sanctuary, I say, God, I want to know more of you. And the passion that you saw on that video is not compared to the passion we feel from the Lord every time we step in to this place. Being at this place, yeah, if you want to give it up for God, let's do it. We can feel a lot of emotions, exciting emotions, but nothing compares to the faith we have for the Lord every single day. That emotion that you saw over there cannot be compared to what we feel every Sunday for the Lord. That's not an emotion, that's a conviction. I was happy at the moment, but after 2-3 hours, those emotions were gone. I was just, oh, Mexico beat Germany. It's done. But with God, it's not an emotion, it's a conviction, and I'm always expecting more and more and more of God, and He never fails to me. So He's giving us the options to say, I believe and I have faith in God because He will never fail to me. Now, fear tells me why things can't be done. Faith tells me that through God, all is possible. Fear confines me to my limitations. Faith is greater than my limitations. Fear plays it safe. I could have played it safe. Pastor Ken, you know what? Don't count on me. I'm going to stay in Mexico. But faith goes all in. Fear withholds. Faith gives out. Fear binds us. Faith frees us. Fear brings worry, stress, and anxiety. But faith gives peace and confidence in the Lord. How do I make my faith stronger than my fear? I start every day with God. The day must start with God. Not with the news, not with the cell phone. The first thing we should do, and I'm preaching to myself. I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. The first thing I have to do is wake up in the morning and thank the Lord for a new day. Thank the Lord for a new opportunity of living a new day. For a new opportunity to do His will. Social media doesn't give God's voice for us. We don't start a day planning without asking God what we should do. If we start a day without asking God what we should do, we started with the left foot. Yes. And we're not going to have the right direction. Even if Google Maps tell you, go there, God is telling you, no, take this road. And we trust more in the screen on the car, in the car, than in God. Even in those minimum situations, we have to ask the Lord, where do you want me to go? Which direction do you want me to take? Psalms 5, verse 3 says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. In the morning, not in the afternoon. The day starts in the morning. Now the sun comes out in Canada like for 1 hour, and then the rest of the day is night. So we have to hurry and do it in the morning. I was calling to my mom. Mom, good morning. Hey, Peter, what time is it? Mom, it's 10 a.m. Oh, how do you feel? Well, I'm happy, but I have to go to bed soon because at 11 it's going to be dark. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. That's what King David was writing down. You hear my voice. If we want God to hear our voice, we need to talk. We need to pray. God, I need this. I want this. But let me know what your will is, because I want to follow it. Another concept that I'm gonna share today is see the good that God is working in us, even in difficult times. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We are called, family, we are called. But if we want to be chosen, we need to give a step forward, and that step has to be a step of faith. That step has to be a step of faith. God is a master of bringing good out of bad situations. Let's be realistic and full of faith at the same time. God is greater than our reality. Faith says God will provide. Now, it is a reality that we can have problems, sickness, disease, bad situations. Let me tell you something. Your faith in God is bigger and greater than those situations, because he is our health, our healer, he is our shelter, and he is our almighty God. You can have a sickness or disease at this moment. Your faith in the Lord is greater than that. We sing to kids, our God is bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla and the monsters on TV. So let's believe that. God is greater than any situation in our lives. It's a reality that you have problems in the house or problems in your job or you're sick. But God is greater than all those minimum things. That means nothing to God. The power of the devil compared to the power of God is nothing. We are here today in this morning believing that our God is greater than anything. That's faith in the Lord. We are never victim in God. We become victors. Also, having faith is about speaking words of life and not of death. We have to be careful with what we say, with the things we say. I'm going to tell you why. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We have to be careful with the things we say. People can hear us. Are we saying things that are good things? Are we saying things that are bad things? When we seed, one day we're going to receive that. So we must say words of life. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. we need to say words of victory. The tongue has a power of good, but it also has the power of bad things. Negative people find a problem for every solution. Positive people find solutions for every problem. Are you negative or are you positive? Remember that God is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." We have to remember this world is not our home. This world is not our home. Our final chapter is not written. Well, I think it is, but we don't know what our final chapter is. Only God knows. So for us, it's not written. We have to be going day by day. Like Pastor David told me, Peter, a day at a time. So I was thinking about, he told me, you're going to settle down like in 3 or 6 months emotionally. And I was like, God, can you please take me all the way up to April? May, please? And if he's not real, I'm going to slap David up. So I'm trusting you, brother. We live for something eternal, not temporal. We live for something eternal. Believing that we live for something eternal means that we are believing in something of faith. We can't see. We can't see with these eyes that we are for something eternal. But we feel it. Just like the wind, we feel it. We feel the warmth of the hug of God telling us, hey, I'm protecting you. You're my children, you are my child, you are a person for something eternal. When things get difficult, we have to live our lives in a way that honors God. When things are difficult, we need to live in a way that honors God. That's hard sometimes. Because when things go bad, I was telling you last September, when things go bad, we stop going to church. We stop reading the Bible. We stop praying. But when good things are happening, we say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. But when bad things are happening, sometimes we even feel that God is not listening to us, that God is not protecting us. I felt that. I was at Pastor Ken's house and I was saying, God, where are you? I don't feel your hug. Let me tell you something. He was there all the time. But I didn't want to listen and I didn't want to understand what he was trying to tell me. We can feel fear about death. We can. I had a thought that when you're getting older, that fear is being less and less and less and less. Well, that's not correct. We have to be ready for whenever God calls us. The natural human thing is to die when you're old. 85, 90, 100, I don't know. But the natural thing for God, maybe is not that. Maybe God can call us to heaven right now. So we have to be living like if it was our last day on earth. So let's do the best we can for the Lord. Give a step of faith. Don't waste your time about thinking, I'm afraid of dying. Dying is just the switch from earth to heaven. Amen. We can feel fear about death, or we can have faith, believing that there is an eternal life with God. Heaven is real, family. Heaven is real. In Mexico, you look up and you see the blue sky. In Canada, you look up and you see a gray cloud. But I believe that over that cloud, there is heaven. And I believe that God is sitting on his throne saying, look at this boy. He's following my steps. Look at this family. They come to church together and they obey my word. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth with righteousness dwells. There is a heaven. And one day, Jesus will come down for us, and he's going to take us with him for eternity. And even that is something good, we don't understand what eternity is. And have you ever thought about that there won't be any cycle? It's going to be only one eternal cycle. Only one, not a 60-minute washer machine cycle. It's going to be an eternal cycle with the Lord. We're not going to get old. We're going to be for eternity with God, worshiping God. We can't see that. We can read it in the Bible. So the only thing we have to do is believe in the eternal life, give a step forward, and say, God, here I am. That's all we can say. I don't know if you're understanding the meaning of this message, but fear takes us away from God. And faith put us close to God. Do you want to be close to the Lord, or you want to be away from the Lord? Do you want to do things by yourself, or do you want to do things with the Lord? We don't see him, but he's here, hugging us, protecting us, even through sickness, disease, problems. He's protecting us. He's tasting our faith. He's testing our faith. We're tested every day. But we must give a step forward and say, God, I believe you. I know you are with me. I know you are in my heart. I know that heaven is real. I know that the eternal life with you is real. Some people are going to die and go to heaven, and some people are going to have the privilege to see him coming down for us. I want to be of those. But if I am not, I have to be ready to go whenever he calls me. Fear and faith are the same concept, but the root where it comes is totally different. Don't let fear take control of your life. Don't let fear take control of your life, but let the faith you have in God take control of every single step you give forward in obedience to the Lord. Amen to that. If you can, Can we please stand up for the Lord? Before we go to Pastor Ken, just open your heart and your mind to the Lord. And just say, God, here I am. Here I am. If you can lift your hands to the Lord, just do it if you feel it and receive from the Lord.